Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
This is the Burden and Blessing Podcast and Pastor Mark Tiefel with our Word of the Week liturgy. A couple weeks ago, we covered the Word of the Week service, which in the Bible is very parallel to the word liturgy. In fact, the Greek word where we get our concept or word for liturgy in the English actually means service or ministry. And so that's one thing we recognize about the liturgy right away is that it's a form of ministry. It's a form of service. Some of those listening might not be familiar with what a liturgy is or what the liturgical service is. Most confessional Lutherans probably will be. But the liturgical service, or in other words, a service that is structured and orderly, is not very popular or not very much of the norm anymore in American Christianity. In fact, even many Lutheran churches are trending away from a liturgical service and following more of a contemporary style. What does the liturgy really mean, and what does it really go back to, though? And why has the Lutheran Church historically practiced a liturgical service for so long? And if our churches go away from that form, what might we end up losing? That's a few of the things we can investigate with our Word of the Week today. Well, like I said before, the word itself, liturgy, comes from the Greek and means ministry or service. But perhaps we get a better understanding of what a liturgy really is in a passage that doesn't even contain the Greek word. Most often, to summarize what a liturgical service is all about, 1 Corinthians 14:40 is the go-to passage, and that passage says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." That passage is kind of a general rule that the Apostle Paul gives when it comes to Christian worship. A lot of elements of Christian worship are a matter of Christian liberty and freedom, and therefore free to be expressed by Christians in different ways. But Paul says one of the underlying rules or principles is that whatever we do as Christians in our worship, it should be decent and it should be orderly. And that was really the reason why the liturgy came about, was to provide an orderly, understandable, structured way to worship. And the origins of the Lutheran liturgy go all the way back before the Lutheran Church was even around. The structure of our services goes back oftentimes to the very beginnings of the Christian church, where the emphasis on confessing our sins and receiving absolution from the Lord, the use of the creed, the use of hymns, all go back to times in the early church. And certainly the liturgy then developed in as part of the Roman Catholic tradition as well, and then the Lutheran church kept that tradition when the Reformation happened. What are some of the elements of Lutheran liturgy in particular? In the book Gathered Guests, A Guide to Worship in the Lutheran Church, they say this about some of the key elements to Lutheran liturgy. First of all, it's Trinitarian, meaning that it focuses on the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lutheran services typically begin with the invocation, which is calling upon the triune God. Second of all, Lutheran liturgy is Christological, meaning that everything goes back to Christ. Everything is centered around what Christ does for us through the gospel in word and sacrament. Lutheran liturgy is also evangelical, meaning that it is focused on sharing the gospel as a way to create and strengthen faith among the hearers. That is what our emphasis should be, is around the gospel of Jesus Christ, very closely connected, obviously, to it being centered on Christ. Lutheran liturgy is also historic, as we mentioned before. It goes back and has strong roots in the early church and in the Church of the Reformation. Lutheran liturgy is also creedal, meaning that it emphasizes confessing the faith. We often use the Apostles or Nicene Creed during Lutheran liturgy, but also there are other forms of the liturgy whereby we are confessing openly, publicly, what we believe. So those are some of the elements to Lutheran liturgy. And for many outsiders who are not familiar with that tradition or that form of worshiping, the liturgy can seem outdated. It can seem kind of strange and weird. And I guess the best advice I would give to a newcomer who is examining the use of a liturgy is to give it a try. Don't judge it right away, but try to understand some of the parts of it. Try to understand why Christians worship that way and why it goes back to the very beginnings of the Christian church. And see some of the positive elements as well, and even the biblical elements where the Lord asks us to be structured and orderly in the way that we minister.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.